Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Tanya J. Powers. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, sure. Thanks for having me on.
Here's what we're seeing as part of the national debate right now. What you find on a federal level and RFK Jr. discussing childhood vaccines and the schedules of when kids should receive certain things and how often and how much. You find that on a state level, they're almost contradicting the federal level. So there seems to be some disagreement on childhood vaccines lately.
Well, I mean, yeah, there seems to be a push to, you know, leave it up to the states, so to speak. And, you know, that's when the states come in and say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do in our state. And, you know, so I think that's part of what we're seeing. The committee that decides the, you know, the vaccine recommendations that are given to the CDC, and then the CDC signs off on it, and that's how we get the guidance of, you know, what vaccines they believe, you know, the people need to get and when, that kind of stuff. Those folks, the panel, met last week, Thursday and Friday, and there was a lot of question as to how this was going to go and what they were going to recommend or not recommend, because the Health Secretary, RFK Jr., had fired all of the 17 members of the panel that had previously been serving and replaced them with, I believe, 12 members that, you know, include folks who are known, you know, vaccine skeptics. So a lot of people were closely watching this to see, you know, what would be done. Five of those members just got picked last week before the meeting on Thursday and Friday. So basically, the kind of the gist of things are, as far as the COVID vaccine, the panel voted that only those 65 and up with underlying health conditions can get the shot. They rejected a recommendation that states should require a prescription for it. They said that people under 65 should consult with their doctor. Previously, the CDC had called for the shot to be available to everyone 6 months and up. So they've basically narrowed the parameters as to who can get the shot and how. COVID is still a threat, just to put that out there. Since October of last year, the CDC estimates that the virus has led to hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, between 42,000 and 60,000 deaths nationwide, most of those in older adults. Just to kind of give some context about, you know, that for everybody who thinks COVID's not a thing anymore, it actually still is. As far as the hepatitis B shot, they postponed the vote on whether all newborns should get the hepatitis B shot. That's usually given as soon as they're born. They have, I guess, we'll be keeping that guidance for now. Like I said, they've postponed a vote to whether they should change that or not. The MMRV shot, the measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox shot, they voted on Thursday to recommend that children under four get their first dose in separate shots, one for measles, mumps, and rubella, and one for chickenpox, instead of having that combined shot that's the MMRV shot. That's one of the recommendations that they made on Thursday. There was a little confusion as to if the federal government's Vaccines for Children program is going to cover that. That covers about half of the shots that are given to kids in the U.S., just to give you an idea of how big that program is. The federal programs like Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, those have to go with the federal guidelines. And if the federal guidelines say, well, you know, kids shouldn't automatically have this shot or shouldn't have that shot, they won't cover them. Just to give you an idea of how this affects everyday folks, because it can get in the weeds. And a lot of people, that's what, you know, kind of they can grasp onto is, okay, is this going to be covered by insurance or by Medicaid? How does this work? They also postponed. There was a vote on, I think they just declined to take a vote on whether pregnant women should be recommended to get the COVID shot. Like I said, there was a lot that went on, and a little bit of it was a little confusing when you're used to the CDC saying, okay, everybody this age and up has, you know, access, we can get this shot. And when you start narrowing it, you got to get in the weeds as to who, which groups and how, you know, that needs to be done.
When you look at the makeup of the new CDC panel and the members who have been placed on that, it is, I will tell you, refreshing to see so many frontline providers. There are nurses, there are doctors, there are people who are in the trenches every day, seeing the side effects, being involved in this, versus the previous panel that were actual, many of them executives at the pharmaceutical industries of which were producing the products. I mean, we have to admit that the hen was watching the hen house. I mean, don't we, that previously that panel was made up of people who were in the industry of which they were voting for. So it is refreshing when you see a list of medical doctors, medical nurses, people who, you know, they have the creator and founder of the mRNA vaccine itself, Robert Malone. And people say he's an anti-vaxxer. No, he actually was in the vaccine business. He just doesn't think that it should be put into pregnant women or put into, you know, small children who are not at risk of COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a list of who made up the previous board, so I really can't speak to that. I would be shocked that they didn't have health providers on it. You know, out of the 17 people they had, but again, I don't have a list of everybody, you know, who previously sat on the board of what they did. So I can't really.
A lot of academia, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, a lot of former pharmaceutical executives who are retired. I mean, there was like two medical doctors and neither one of them were in practice. So I just looked at the comparative list. So I do think we need more frontline providers who see the effects of these vaccines. Wouldn't you agree to be on the panel?
I can't give an opinion one way or the other. I'm a reporter. I stick to, you know, this is what happened. This is what the panel voted on.
Gotcha.
Yeah. One thing it is, seems to be controversial. There's always going to be a debate about it. And I'm sure that's what you're seeing. Lots of debate about it here. And I know that you probably talk to people on the street. It's hard sometimes to keep up with what the current trend is with this sort of thing. So I'm glad we're able to get you on this morning. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.